You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Destroy Movies. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
We are in the same room.
Yes, we are.
Jim's vacationing in
sunny Arizona.
Sunny Arizona. It's been quite chilly here in the low 80s. So how you like it so far?
So far, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Coming back.
Yeah,
all right.
We have to find the sweet spot again.
Yeah. I think you should come back in August.
No way I'm coming back in August.
Anyway, what's on the show today?
I don't know.
It's
going to be us jabbering.
Yeah, today there's technically no show, just...
We were planning on recording a full show, but the logistics just weren't making it.
Yeah, but we wanted to put something out, say hey to you kids.
Yeah, so this is like 2 weeks in a row where we have like a mini show.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes mini shows are necessary.
We got a big show for you, a large show, a king size show.
What's the next show going to be?
Which reminds me, how are you sleeping?
Yeah.
Next show is going to be the Bond show. Never Say Never Die Again. What is it? No Time to Die.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let me just
the final Daniel Craig Bond.
Yes.
And Richie is texting.
I'm just letting someone know I can't talk right now.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
So as you heard on the last show, we're trying to come up with another show.
Right.
We're looking for feedback. Right now, I think the front runner is just a general 70s or 80s show.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
Like a little piece of everything. Like maybe a Love Boat and a Knight Rider.
Yeah.
And a 240 Roberts.
And a Three's Company.
Three's Company.
I don't know why I keep bringing up Three's Company.
I don't know, but I'm sure it'll be funny.
Yeah, we'll have to do one.
But then we have a big choice. Do we do the...
Mr. Roper or Mr. Farley?
Mr. Roper years or the Mr. Farley years?
We're going to have to do both because that's Mr. Roper's also Chrissy Snow where
right.
When Terry comes in.
Yeah. Well, there was two extra girls. There was Chrissy's cousin.
Chrissy's cousin, right.
Whatever her name was.
And then Terry.
Then Terry.
Right. Because Chrissy's cousin came in and tried to be dingbatty.
Right.
And it just didn't work
out. Wasn't working.
No. So they brought in Terry.
Yeah.
So
a lot of you people don't know what the heck we're talking about.
Anyway, Terry was in Mallrats. She was the woman...
With the
three nipples. So
yes.
if you need a little more of a reference.
Yeah, besides that, we've been watching some stuff on television. We watched Little Godfather. We watched a little... What else did we watch?
I don't know. Right before this, we were interrupted to do this. I was watching The Last Holiday.
The Last Holiday. Yes. The Queen Latifah and Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah. Also, LL Cool J.
Yes, also LL Cool J, Giancarlo Esposito,
right.
Michael Nouri.
Wow, you know a lot of people.
Well.
I don't know.
Michael Nouri's from Flashdance.
All right.
Giancarlo Esposito is in The Mandalorian.
Okay.
He's the...
Yeah.
He's the
Empire
guy.
Yeah. I know where he is, but... Yeah. Like, you're spouting off that whole cast. Man.
So we were watching that. We were watching some Hallmark movies. Ugh. Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yay.
Hey.
There's nothing I like more than sitting here watching Hallmark movies.
Well, there's two other people in this household who were...
That is true.
Who enjoy the Hallmark movies.
So we went on a little adventure today.
Yes.
To show them the sprawling downtown...
downtown Phoenix. Yes. So where the
Diamondbacks
play.
And the Suns.
And the Phoenix Suns. And just earlier, when I was going to CVS, I saw where the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres play minor league ball.
That's right.
Not minor league ball.
Cactus League.
Yeah, Cactus League. Spring training.
Their spring training facility.
Yeah.
It's funny, we were talking about all the teams that play out here, and I brought up the fact that the Diamondbacks have a spring training facility that's not in their stadium, which is bizarre to
me. Which is ridiculous. Let's drive 15 miles.
Yeah.
Why can't you play in your stadium?
I don't get it. You would think that more people would use that.
Because you would think that the whole reason why they play in a warm weather town is...
So they can do it early.
So they can do it early during and, you know, get the spring training in without bad weather.
Correct. Plus they have a dome that...
Okay. See, that's totally ridiculous.
So like, their roof,
like, do the Miami Rays and or the Tampa Bay Rays?
Oh yeah, they all have their own Cactus League.
They
facilities.
They don't.
No.
But they're in Florida.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Where other teams are coming to play spring training?
I get it. But they need that. So if you don't make the team, you don't get to play in that big place.
Oh man, it makes no sense.
No shit. You want to talk about wasting money?
Yes. So. We also went to Sedona.
That's right. We took them to Sedona on Saturday. It was nice.
Yes. None of this is movie talk.
No. No. It's Jim's vacation show.
Yeah. Yes. My vacation show.
Yeah. We took them to Sedona and showed them very lovely rock formations.
And very lovely tourist locations.
Tourist locations. And here's the thing about Sedona. You have to go because it's gorgeous if you're ever out this way. But... if you're not into, like, camping or hiking or walking around, it's just a tourist trap.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a hiker. I do my walk in the morning, I'm good. But I don't want to go out on trails and center myself and have shot my chakra red or whatever it is, my aura red, and, you know, my chakras realigned.
Yes, we don't even have that in the California tourist traps. We have palm readings.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. Psychics. But not...
You don't have a place... I'm sure there has to be a place where...
Yeah, but I've never seen a sign like that. Have your aura. yeah, so they basically take a picture of you with some colored lights behind you and then say, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is, Jimmy. Yeah. Oh, you are black around your heart. You're not a... you're cut off from the world.
So, all my psychics talk like Billy Madison. Because that's how much I believe it. So yeah, stay tuned for what.
So
do we have a name for our new show?
But we watched a movie. What movie did we watch? We sat and watched a whole movie. Oh, Fred Claus.
Oh yeah, Fred Claus.
Well, let's talk about Fred Claus.
Okay. How are we going to talk about Fred Claus? It's not even a Christmas show.
I know, but we just watched it.
I watch it all the time. It's a great movie.
Did we watch another movie besides Fred Claus? In the Star Wars movies.
Well, we just did the Force. We
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to talk about Star Wars movies. Yeah.
No, we really didn't. Yeah, just. Yeah.
Well, let me give my overall impression of Fray Claus. I like the Paul Giamatti parts.
All right.
I'm not a big fan of the.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Well, you don't like Vince Vaughn.
I like him in some things.
Okay. I liked him in this.
Yeah. I don't like him as a lead.
Okay. Well, he was, you know. Was he the lead in this?
Yeah,
lead?
He was the lead.
He didn't share it with Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, but it, it was about Fred Claus.
It was about Fred Claus. He was the lead character. The story was about Fred.
They make that point.
Yes.
In the movie, that this is not a story about
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. It's about Fred Claus.
Right, his brother. That's right.
Yeah.
But there is a great scene with Siblings Anonymous that everybody needs to see. Has Frank Stallone.
Yes, Frank Stallone.
Roger Clinton.
Roger Clinton and Baldwin.
Not Billy. Stephen.
Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin.
And I think this was before he went whole hog Bible thumper.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He looks very Bible-ish in this one.
Yeah.
They get that look. You know what I mean?
Oh, do they?
Oh, dude, when you go religious, you get a specific look. And he was dressed.
Yeah. Him and Willie Ames and
that's right. Willie Ames went all.
Oh yeah, he did movies called Bible Man.
Bible Man,
where he was like in this superhero costume and he carried like a lightsaber.
Why aren't we doing that shit?
Do you want to do a Bible Man? If get all the Christians to hate us.
Who cares? Dude, we're going to hell anyway. If there's a movie called Bible Man, we need to at least see it.
There isn't just one
movie called Bible There's Man. Sequels?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I think they were all like direct-to-video stuff. And
I would think.
Let me pull up Bible Man.
You're going to pull up Bible Man. All right. Interesting. Bible Man.
I'm not on your Wi-Fi.
No.
Oh, I'll just do it on my phone.
There you go.
Man. Oh, it's a TV series.
Oh, even better.
Images.
Oh, dude, you have got to be kidding me.
Flip through a few of those.
Oh, my God. No pun intended. Wow. The Six Lies of the Fibber. Or... Fibbler. Ah, I see.
What?
The Riddler? The Fibbler?
Oh, the Fibbler.
Because I was like, that's not how you spell
Fibber. That's one of his rogues gallery of villains.
Yeah. Look at this guy. He looks like
He
looks like a green-haired chicken. Dude, look at that.
Okay, scroll through a few.
Ooh. The Fibbler. Wait, there's three of them. He's silencing the gossip queen. Defending the shadow of the doubt. And the six lies of the Fibbler.
Yeah, so...
And he has... Look, he does have a lightsaber. Yeah, somebody's going to get sued.
He has a lightsaber.
He looks like Cockknocker.
Yeah, he does.
The Cockknocker with a Captain America helmet.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Wow.
Yeah, so that was... Willie Ames, who was on a Charles in Charge, and before that, a show in the... Was it the 70s? Yeah, 70s. It was called Family.
I got to see it now. Where? How do we find it?
Chuck? I don't know. I don't know if it's like direct to video. I'm sure it's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
You know what? I'm going on my phone right now.
To pull up a YouTube video?
Some Bible Man. That's it?
Okay. So we just listened to the theme song. And it's just basically someone singing Bible Man.
Bible Man! We're going straight to hell. Just like, there is no stopping. Could you imagine if there's a heaven, we get up there and they're like, dude, you made fun of Bible Man? I'm like, fair enough, man.
Know what they would say?
What?
Yeah, we do too. Yeah, that's a ridiculous show.
Oh my God, that was...
You believe that guy? You see that costume?
You see that costume? He ain't coming in here.
And he ripped off the lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah. No, Lucas owns half, like, a lot of this area. He's suing him. Oh my God. Bible Man.
Yeah. So why are we talking about Bible Man?
I don't know, but you brought it up. Willie Ames, you said, because we were talking about 80s shows.
No, because we were talking about Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. I said, you know, and they have a look when they go home.
Yeah.
They do. It's pretty, and you know, it's uncanny.
It is.
Wow. So there you go, Bible Man. Check it out.
Check it out. Bible Man, we recommend it. Check it out.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
How can I not?
Bible Man.
I'm binge watching that shit.
All right.
Anyway, so that's pretty much.
You can direct all your hate mail.
Yeah.
To
destroymail@gmail.com. Make sure you listen to us at all of our podcasting places.
All of our podcasting places, like
We Podcast Are Us, and
you can listen and subscribe for free, don't cost you nothing, at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Castro,
Undercast,
Podchaser,
Sidecast, Good Pods, Bad Pods, Medium Sized Pods.
All Right Pods.
Just Pods.
Just Tide Pods. We're everywhere.
We're all over the place. You can find us everywhere. DamnJunior.com, right?
Yes.
There you go.
No, it isn't.
No.
.co.
.co. DamnJunior.com.
There's no M. If you go to DamnJunior.com, you go to a site about a show that is played in front of a dam.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
How great is that?
Damshow.com is taken. That's why we're not .com. Because it's a show that takes place in front of a dam. They also play movies on the dam.
They're ripping off my idea.
That's your idea, to play movies on a dam?
No, but I do it on my garage door for Halloween.
Oh, so you invented that.
I did. Nobody else in the neighborhood was doing it until I did it.
Yeah, the neighborhood.
It's my neighborhood.
I'm sure other people have broadcast movies during Halloween on their house somehow.
Not on their garage door.
No. Okay. All right.
So.
Well, you've convinced me.
That's my claim to fame.
So you go to damshow.co. Right. DAMSHOW.CO.
Damshow.co.
Now you can find Destroy All Movies. You can find our back episodes. You can find
Hallmark's Spot.
You can find
Ted Lasso Show.
The Lasso Personal Dilemma Squad, where we recap Ted Lasso episodes.
Right.
We're currently going through the first season. We completed the second season, and we are doing the first season rewatch.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And then stay tuned for our new show, which we don't know what it's going to be called.
Yes, but it's going to be a doozy.
Is it going to be just Destroy All Movies? This episode is like...
No, it would be like Destroy...
So we're going to... So we're doing...
Destroy All Classic Television.
Okay, but it's...
Like that, something like that, only...
So instead of a movie, it'll be just that. So we'll substitute in. So it's still Destroy All Movies... But we're going to, like...
No, it's not Destroy All Movies. It's a completely separate show.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we're not putting out a Destroy All Movies every week. We'll pepper these in, is... Right?
No, it'll have its own feed.
No, I understand that. But,
yeah, but...
So
I
when
mean,
we do that, we won't be doing a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Right.
You know, there's only so many hours in a week.
That's what I mean. So, yeah. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, so...
Right.
You know, so... But it'll be fun. It'll be fun and funny.
Yeah. This is not fun nor funny.
Well, when the new show is introduced, don't worry. We'll talk about it on this show.
Absolutely.
And we'll say, hey, go over and listen to the new The new show. And give it a listen. And then tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
And speaking of tell your friends about it, tell your friends about this show.
Yeah. Destroy All Movies.
Destroy All Movies.
It can be destroyed at...
you get it for free.
It is. It's free. What are you complaining about?
You tell people.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this.
Yeah, listen to these two morons.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, they talked about Bible Man.
Don't cost nothing.
Yeah. They talked about Bible Man. Such a great show.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, that's it. That's all we got. Good show.
Good show.
Hopefully we'll have
good
a...
Crack.
Yeah, good, crack. Good. Woohoo, team. So there you go. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Good night, damnation.
Like TV. I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV, could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're going to throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.